ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we were discussing the different status of the supplicants while invoking the Almighty Allah. When Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, was being thrown into the fire, Gabriel asked him, "Do you want me to do you anything?" And this Prophet replied, "As from you, no. Allah is sufficient for me, and He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the protector." Then Michael came and said, "If you want, I can put out the fire. The sources of the waters and rains are in my hand." But Abraham said, "No, I do not want that." Then the angel of the wind came and said to him, "If you like, I will fly the fire." And Abraham said, "No, I do not want." And then Gabriel came to Abraham and said, "Invoke Allah." And Abraham said, "It suffices me that He knows about my state." Dear listeners, in the previous episode, we fully discussed the third stage of the supplicants, the status of the supplicant who realizes that the Almighty Allah suffices him. He knows that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of the universe, as the absolute cause, as the creator of him and whatever there is in the world, knows best what suits him. So, of course, he will resort to the Almighty Allah and no one else, but he realizes that the Almighty Allah suffices him. That is the point of this story of Prophet Abraham. This is why Prophet Abraham says that Almighty Allah suffices me in the first level. And in the next one, the fact that Almighty Allah knows about my status suffices me as well. So this stops him from turning towards the Almighty Allah for any kind of need, any kind of low desire. This is the kind of stage the prophets, this great prophet, Prophet Abraham, the Ark Prophet, had reached.
I remember when I first met you. Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, up to now we have mentioned three stages of the status of the supplicants. In the first stage, the supplicant is only worried about his own request and want. In the second, the supplicant is looking for the contentment of the Almighty Allah because he knows that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who likes the supplicant to practice supplication. In the third stage, the supplicant is aware of the fact that the Almighty Allah suffices him, so that stops him from calling out to him at any time for any kind of low desires. So, in the fourth stage, we understand that the supplicant has reached this position of an individual who has no want or desire, because he knows the secrets of the creation. In this stage, in this level, the servant has understood the secrets of creation. He has understood the divine determination and the past and the present. He is aware of all. This is, in fact, the position of the prophets and the infallible imams. This is not the normal position we're discussing here, something which is within reach of all the servants. These sincere servants of God are so obedient to God that they can know the poison in the water they drink, and they realize that the dates in Ma'mun's court are contaminated with poison. This is because they believe in the divine destiny. They know that this destiny is not changeable. Therefore, for them, the only available is obeying God. They know that they have no other choice except believing in the Lord and following Him, and of course, letting others in His direction. Before his departure from Mecca towards Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, وكأني بأوصالي تقطعها عسلان الفلوات بين النواويس وكربلاء. As if I see the beasts of the deserts, the armies of Kufa, he meant, in the land between Nawawis and Karbala. It is as if I see them cutting off my limbs apart. So this is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam saw. Not only Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but his beloved and honorable father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, too had referred to this matter. And he pointed this out years ago. And for this exact reason, even at the last stage, looking at the sky, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Sabran ala qada'ika ya Rabb." He said, "We are patient before the fate you have determined for us, O our Lord." La ilaha siwak ya ghiyath al-mustaghithin. Even at that stage, he said, "There is no God save you, O you, the relief of the yearners." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through